This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. At one point, it appeared the leaders of Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, and Wayne counties, along with the city of Detroit, were on their way to supporting a ballot proposal this fall for a regional mass transit plan. Pardon the pun, but that got derailed when county executives in Oakland and Macomb distanced themselves from the plan. Everyone seems to agree the four-county effort would be ideal, but maybe unlikely at this point. So should they drop transit for the time being? Well, maybe not. Wayne County and Washtenaw County are still talking about transit improvements from Ann Arbor to Ypsilanti to Dearborn and into Detroit. Joining me to talk about that are Wayne County Executive Warren Evans and the Chair of the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners, Andy LaVar. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First, how likely is it that this four-county plan for regional transit will be going forward at all?
If you ask me, the four-county plan, I certainly wouldn't bet the family farm on it right now, but we're still plugging away at trying to get Oakland, basically, to come back to what we thought the original agreement was, that there would be a horizontal line through Oakland County somewhere, and north of that would be their opt-out, and below that would be the people who would be voting for it. We thought that's where it was going, but that kind of got derailed.
Yeah, the county executive, L. Brooks Patterson, there kind of blindsided you all, didn't he?
Well, I was sitting in the second row when he had his state of the county. I certainly knew that he had kind of changed his tune about, you know, the horizontal line, but I didn't know he was going to be quite so strident at the meeting. I've known Brooks a long time. I have respect for him, but, you know, I just think he's wrong on this issue.
Yeah, Mr. Evans has far more eloquence and grace in that answer. I came out of that principals meeting about a month ago, Lester, and when I saw the comments from Mr. Patterson, they were the antithesis of both the substance and sentiment of that meeting. So it was a big surprise, and he's certainly welcome to his own opinion. I think he's fighting the pull of the future here, and I think it's a fundamental misreading of both the policy and the politics. But if nothing else, it was certainly a surprise, and had we known that, we could have had an additional 3 weeks or whatever to work on something else. And I'm hopeful the RTA can at least put a plan up and say, here's a solid transit plan that you have asked us as an entity to put together. If you want to vote against it, you can make that policy choice. But at least know here's a substantive plan that would achieve the outcomes you want.
And, of course, Mark Hackle in Macomb County also says that, you know, I guess he's concerned about return on investment, that maybe he's not going to get they're going to be paying more taxes than they'll get value out of an expanded transit system.
Well, I mean, I think that's a little disingenuous in that a requirement built in it is that 85% of the dollars from each county are reinvested in that county. And so it's not, you know, the taxation of other counties to support Detroit, which is always kind of the hidden, let's not talk about thing. 85% of it goes there, and the enhanced plan is significantly different than the plan that lost in 2016. And I think Andy made a very solid point there that it's somebody needs to be able to look at the plan. I'd like to see the RTA board look at it, vote on it, and let people understand what the plan is. I mean, now there are folks out there that understand it's a different plan, and they understand there's some consternation about it, but nobody's seen the plan. And we worked extremely hard since last April, every day until now, working on this plan. And it's very, very significantly enhanced services to both Oakland and Macomb. And,
okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Lester, I'm in complete agreement. I'd just say the proposition for Mr. Hackle is that fixing existing infrastructure and implementing the automated vehicles of the future are mutually exclusive to a transit plan. I just say,
right,
point of fact.
He brought that up. Driverless cars could take over, and that's a few years off.
I was going to say, I did just disagree. What we need is something that helps people in a 1 and 2 and 5 and 10 year span here and not a 2030 potential.
So assuming the four-county plan is sidelined for the time being, if Washtenaw and Wayne counties go forward with a mass transit link, what might it look like? I mean, we're talking about light rail, rapid transit buses. What is it?
We're looking at all of the options now. And by the way, Detroit would probably be a part of this, so it would be Detroit.
And the counties.
Wayne County, yeah. and Washtenaw. And it's dollar-driven. I mean, obviously, the tax base that we would have to work off of, the millage, would have us step it down, but, you know, Andy may have some different feelings, but I think very strongly the link between Detroit and Ann Arbor is a huge piece of it, and light rail to the airport, I think, is something this region significantly needs. And past that, I think that it is short-sighted for the other two counties not to understand the regional value, even if it's not something they're getting on today.
Yeah, Lester, I'd say that sort of the crown jewel of a plan would likely be rail, but people should also remember you have potential for expanded bus service through northeastern Washtenaw into Canton, along essentially the 94 corridor, south down to the airport, and within the various counties in terms of expanded services. So there's a lot of potential. And, you know, I think you could look at something that is basically a somewhat modified version of the existing RTA plan between the two counties.
What kind of taxes would be proposed to pay for this?
Well, we're still looking at that, because before we were looking at all four, you know, counties, all four entities in it. But there's another part that's really important, too, and is to get an acceptable plan even prior to construction. You've got to be able to get some plans to go into the federal queue to be able to get some federal dollars for the plan. I mean, that doesn't happen the next day. And as long as we keep dawdling around without a plan, we really don't get ourselves in a position to try to attack. And it's one of the things I think you could say now is, I mean, we don't just pay a millage. We pay federal taxes, we pay state taxes, we pay taxes. And, you know, I would question why we use federal money to build, you know, highways in Montana when we could be in the queue here and bringing some of that back here. We're certainly a donor state.
Yeah. And, you know, let me just applaud Warren for his leadership on this, because both politically and publicly, but more importantly, practically, from that initial meeting with the governor last spring, he activated his office to take the lead on the logistics of it. Short of that, I don't know if that would have happened. And what Washtenaw County has now done is pass a resolution through our board to direct staff to directly engage on this. And we will see what comes of it. But where we are at now that we have not been before is we've gone from the theoretical discussion of, hey, should we chat about this, to let's look at trying to develop a plan and get it back before us as boards and see, do we want to move on it?
Yeah, one other thing occurs to me, you know, this recent spate of warm weather has revealed all these potholes. People want to put transit money into roads, fixing the roads, getting the Michigan roads back in shape, you know, and your point about sending money to Montana for their highways is taken. But is it going to be difficult to convince people that we need a transit system when they're looking at the road saying, hey, just make sure my commute doesn't mean I blow a tire?
If I can just jump in on this, what would be required is political leadership. And what I think we need to do at all levels is say the state of Michigan needs to fulfill its fundamental responsibility to handle those areas of infrastructure which are under its jurisdiction. Last general election, Washtenaw County put $500,000 on the ballot for road repairs. It passed 70-30. It's not a mutually exclusive proposition. You have to do both. But as long as we have a legislature that is locked into sort of this ideological thinking that you can't invest in infrastructure, it's going to take citizen and civic leadership to say, do your job, fix the roads, and we'll do our part.
I think Andy's right. The other thing is that part of transit now is buses, and buses are hard on the road, but no harder than the trucks that are out there now. But when you evolve into more rapid transit in terms of light rail and that, you're actually taking stress off of the infrastructure. So fixing it today is one thing. Planning for a better balance between the damage to the infrastructure and the ability to move people back and forth is something that's always going to be with us. And I think regional transit helps that proposition.
So if Detroit, Wayne County, and Washtenaw County are serious about pursuing this, what's your next move?
Well, I think, we're going to be talking with Andy regularly in Washtenaw. Those discussions have started. I think what Andy said a little while ago is if we kind of knew we were going to get blindsided a little while ago, we could have stepped up the discussions just that way. But again, I'm not here to beat a dead horse. I think we will certainly engage in trying to see what we can do and try to cost out what the possibilities are within a contained budget that doesn't strain our citizens too badly but gives them value in the mobility.
Yeah. And I think it's really just a question of what existing statutes do you have that you could do it under? What does it look like? How much does it cost? Where does it cover? Getting some meat on that bone and then asking the proposition to the two entities, you know, do you want to go forward? But so far, we haven't even been this far, and so it's exciting in that sense.
We've been talking to Wayne County Executive Warren Evans and the chair of the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners, Andy LaVar. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Thanks
for having us.
We reached out to Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle. His office expressed interest in joining us for an interview in the future. We offered Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson an interview as well. His office did not get back to us.